Welcome back to the next episode of New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name is Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about Just an Ordinary Day, part two.
This is Canada. You have to say it in French, too.
You've got mad skills, now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
So on today's show, Carrie will be speaking in French.
Okay. Bonjour. I'm just kidding. We wouldn't get very far. Okay. Welcome back to our English episode.
And she might be able to say it in Spanish, too.
Not today.
All right.
Okay, so we're back.
We're back.
Today's an ordinary day.
Today is an ordinary day. Well, so we think. And so it was very interesting as I was reading over my Facebook as I was waiting, because sometimes that's just what I do. A friend of mine posted, "Some weeks you just want to crawl back and hide every day. Then I remember God is great, and there are so many great things to be grateful for."
And someone responded, you read that to me too.
Oh, I read that one to you too. So this is a totally different friend, but as I read them in that order, it says, "Boy, I really needed this today. So glad I get a fresh start tomorrow, thanking God for his new mercies every morning." It's like we wake up and we're like, ah, it's going to be just, you know, we get overwhelmed by what's coming throughout the day. And we forget to just give those things to the Lord. And this is what we talked a little bit about last week, is the fact that we need to give our days to the Lord and let him do it. Like, let him work the miracle. Let him come in strength and might and power and peace and joy and goodness, instead of, oh, it's just another ordinary day. And we go about it on our own strength with our own eyes, which we talked about a few weeks before about we need God to give us a new way to see. So today we wanted to dive into the Bible to look at some passages. Mm-hmm. Well, one in particular about how it was just an ordinary day. Peter and John were just going about an mm-hmm. ordinary day, doing ordinary things, things that were a part of their regular schedule. Mm-hmm. And then God just came in and radically changed someone's life. And it wasn't even that they did anything amazing. They were simply obedient.
So let's read it.
All right.
It's in Acts chapter 2, 3, verse 1. "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes upon him with John, Peter said, 'Look at us.' So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' Mm. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
Just an ordinary day.
That suddenly became extraordinary for this man, who, the man who was lame, I mean, we don't even know the guy's name.
Yeah.
And I bet not many people did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who stops and asks about the man who was lame and begging for alms,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How many people walk past him every day? How many days did he wake up and knew that he'd be carried and be begging from people just to survive?
Right.
Every day of his life, he's been dependent on other people.
Yeah.
From birth, he's lame.
And so, for him, this is just another ordinary day.
Yeah.
Ordinary day for him to get picked up and put at the gate of beautiful or beautiful gate. And just an ordinary day for James,
Peter and John.
Peter and John, because it says, they went to the temple at 3:00, the time set each day for the afternoon prayer service. This was just part of their schedule.
Yeah.
So it's not even that they were thinking, oh yeah, like we're going to heal someone today.
Or remember that lame guy who always sits there? Let's go.
Yeah. That wasn't it at all. Mm. Lame guy was there, regular day.
And it's interesting because verse 10 says, then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. So... excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. That was his usual spot.
Yes.
Because they're like, oh yeah, that's that guy. He's always there.
Yeah. So this was ordinary for him. And it was ordinary for them, for Peter and John, just to go and pray every day, 3:00. That's what they did. So two very ordinary days, and yet God took the ordinary, because for some reason, and this is the coolest part, it says, every day he got carried to the gate. The man saw Peter and John going to the temple and asked them for money. So that's what he normally would have done. And Peter and John looked straight at him and said, look at us.
So the lame man wasn't even looking at them. He was asking for money, like wasn't even making eye contact. Not even expecting money necessarily.
Right. Because how often does that, you know, we see that happen all the time where there's homeless people and we just walk past them and they're there and they might even say, you know, money, you know, do you have any money? And they're so used to being turned down that I'm sure it was quite rare that someone would say, stop and have a conversation with them. But here it says, look at us. And the man looked at them thinking they were going to, so he had an expectation in his head.
That he was going to receive something.
And isn't that interesting? But it was going to receive money. He never once thought that today might be the day that he's going to get healed. Like, that's just mind-blowing, right?
Yeah.
Ordinary day, I'm going to get money. James, or John, I don't know why. John and Peter just simply say, look at us. Look at us. And...
you know what I like about that, Jen? It acknowledges the individual.
Yes.
They're not just like, wham, bam, be healed. And some people were healed by, you know, touching the edge of Jesus' cloak.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when one of the disciples, their shadow passed them and they were healed.
Yeah.
And God just does those amazing things sometimes. But they acknowledge the one. They stop for the one.
Yes.
I love that picture.
Yeah. And it goes on to say that he was thinking they were going to give him some money. But Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold, but I do have something else I can give you. By the power of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, stand up and walk. That's bold.
But then he acts on his faith. He's like, okay, come on, get up. He takes him by the right hand. He's just like, he believes God did this.
Yeah.
God healed you, so let's get up and walk.
Yeah. And it wasn't, I guess... part of me says, at what moment did Peter believe to step out in faith? Like, we believe that Jesus is healed, and we also believe that it's not us who heals. Like, I can't go up, okay, you know, by the power of Jennifer, I command that you are no longer sick.
Right.
Right? And it also has to be according to God's timing as well. And so... was Peter in his spirit being stirred, saying, right? Look at this person in the eye. And through the power of Jesus, heal him. lay your hands on him. Because he did. He reached down and he lifted him up and he was... And it says he had... immediately the man's feet and ankles became strong and he jumped up.
And started walking and leaping.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, Jen? Okay, if you think about like a baby learning to crawl and then walk, it's a process and sometimes they fall down. Mm-hmm. But this guy has never walked. Hmm. He didn't even have to learn. So there was more than just the structural change that God did in his legs. He actually had to put in the muscle memory in his mind. So it's also like a miracle in his brain to make the connections just like that to tell him to walk.
That is very interesting.
And his equilibrium would have been all screwed up because he's so used to sitting and laying and all of a sudden he's standing. His blood pressure would have dropped if that happened. But God just healed him in so many ways. There you go.
I haven't thought about it this way, but it's very true when you think about it. Because it says so he had been lame from birth. So you're right. He never would have walked. So it wasn't, you know, we read it and we're like, he jumped up and sort of like that was nothing. And yet, no. His legs did not have any memory of walking. His brain had no idea how to process that. And yet there he was, like, jumped up.
He would have not had the muscle.
Yeah.
He probably would have, like, been contractured.
Yeah. So when it says, immediately the man's feet and ankles became strong, that meant, like, could you imagine the Holy Spirit moving through those muscles, strengthening them, right? Mm-hmm. That whole idea of it was the Spirit who moved in him, changing his physical body to be able, because Peter and John, in obedience, because they could have kept walking. They could have totally ignored that man and just thought, oh yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy that he's always there. But in that moment of ordinary, God stopped them.
Yeah.
And did the extraordinary. Look at me. And the fact is, you know, they didn't have any money to give.
That's true, too.
And often we think money is the only thing. If I give them money, then everything will be fine. But the thing is, they need to be healed. We need to be healed in our spirit. Like, the ultimate healing is God. And so they offered him much greater, right? Money, silver and gold I do not have, but I can give you something else by the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk.
And in so doing, then gave him the ability to work and make money.
Yes.
Right? Because now he could walk and he could go get a job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So many things happened in his life that day.
Yeah.
Jen, I wonder, and I have kind of prayed this too sometimes, where, you know, you wake up and wonder or asking the Holy Spirit to lead you, and then expecting when you encounter someone who's sick or hurting or whatever, that all of a sudden that you'll feel really led. You're going to feel really led, that there's going to be some kind of, you know, fireworks or something that's going to let you know, okay, I got to pray for that person.
Right.
Where, you know, one person I was listening to said, if you can find one person for whom Jesus did not die, that's the person who you shouldn't love. And that's nobody.
Right.
Everyone is included. So think, like, who should you pray for? Well, everybody.
Everyone.
Who should you stop and love? Well, everybody. So people are waiting so often to be led into the extraordinary instead of taking the ordinary day and allowing God to make it extraordinary.
Right.
Because we have this incredible opportunity to be in relationship with other people. And I also think that takes place online. Like, look at those comments that you just read, Jen.
Right.
Where people, like, you can have a relationship with people on social media and be encouraging others and reaching out to them.
Yes.
And also receiving encouragement from others and listening to good teaching. And I think that you can have that in person and also online.
Right. Where your seeming ordinary post goes and totally changes somebody else's life.
Yeah.
For good or for bad, depending on what your post is. But you know, as I read those posts, I was like, okay, cause I was really struggling this morning and okay, Lord, where are you? And then I opened up the Bible and I read something, a verse that really encouraged me. And then I read those posts and really encouraged me to once again, all right, yep, God is in control. He's above all this. And so it seems so innocent, so ordinary. And yet, when the Spirit is at work, the ordinary becomes extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Yes, extraordinary. And then it says, they saw the same man walking and praising God, and they were amazed, and they wondered how this could happen. And that actually opened, as the passage continues on, it opens up for Peter to speak to the people, to say who God is all about.
And I love what he says, if I can just read it quickly.
Sure.
Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk?" Okay, I just want to stop there. When Peter says, by our own power or godliness, remember when Jesus healed the man born blind? And the blind man says, when he's confronted by the Pharisees, "Oh, who did this? Oh, you know, we know that this Jesus is a sinner."
Right.
And he says, "We know that God doesn't listen to sinners. He listens to the godly." And Peter is saying, you know, it's not by our godliness. It's because Jesus has made him right before God.
Right.
That's the only reason that we are righteous.
Yes.
Jesus did it for him. And so he's then able to perform these miracles.
Yeah.
Through Christ. All right. So, you know, why are you looking so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life. Another version says the Author of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him was given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
So they use that opportunity to preach the good news about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so when ordinary meets ordinary and the Spirit moves and becomes the extraordinary, it is not, oh, look at me and what I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's no, look at Jesus
and what he did.
And so today we want to encourage you that in the ordinariness of it, that you would be open to the Spirit, that you would hear him call your name, and that, as Carrie said, that you would love well, that you show grace and mercy well, so that God, in what you would normally do every day, can be honored and glorified and bless many that would come to the kingdom because you're just giving God your ordinary day. So let's pray.
All right. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you that you have taken our ordinary lives and made it extraordinary. That you've taken our sin and given us your righteousness, that we're right before you because of what Jesus did on the cross. Thank you that your blood covers our sin, Jesus. That we can have a relationship with you. Not only that, but that you sent your Holy Spirit to live inside of us, to see things differently. And so we just invite you, Holy Spirit, to guide us and ask that you would help us to see these opportunities before us every day because you've made us new today. Thank you for your love. Thank you that we're accepted by you. Help us to see these opportunities and make the most of them, that we might point many people to Jesus. the author of life. I pray, Father, that you would encourage the people listening to this show now.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe who are just stuck in the monotony of life. They're stuck in what feels like a dull marriage, or what feels like a job that is not what they had intended to be. That suddenly they feel like a script has been written for their lives that they had not thought would be in place, but it's suddenly becoming what they're living. But God, you can transform that. Lord, I think of a friend of mine who was a waiter, and every time he was wiping a table, he would pray for the next person who would sit there. Just an ordinary task, but you opened many opportunities for him to share with others about Jesus and encourage them. So help us make the most of the opportunities before us. We love you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So, amen. We do want to thank you for joining us today. And if you have a chance, please go to our webpage and check out our partners and who very graciously partner with us to make this show available for you. And so just scroll through them. And even as you're doing that, pray for them that they might be a blessing to others. When you go to buy something online, go through our website around over to Amazon and do it that way, because the money that you pay for whatever it is that you're buying actually works its way back to us and helps support the show. And so we encourage you today to go on, check out the many, many partners, and we just encourage you to support us that way.
Mm-hmm. And thanks so much to Robbie Ferguson and Category 5 TV for hosting. And we look forward to seeing you next week on another episode of New Every Day. Have an awesome week.
Amen.
Au revoir.
A bientôt. Hasta la vista.
That's all I got.